Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, August 20th. Happy Saturday! And I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 36 through 57. We'll read Psalm 84 together, which is a good one that will remind you of a song. That is a teaser. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. We are picking up in the section of curses for disobedience. The Lord will drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to you and your ancestors. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror, a byword and an object of ridicule among all the peoples where the Lord will drive you. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little, because locusts will devour it. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use the oil, because the olives will drop off. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, because they will go into captivity. Swarms of locusts will take over all your trees and the crops of your land. The foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, but you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commandments and decrees he gave you. They will be a sign and a wonder to you and your descendants forever. Because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity, therefore, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies of the Lord that he sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, and the ends of the earth, like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you do not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. They will devour the young of your livestock and the crops of your land until you are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, no new wine or olive oil, nor any calves of your herd or lambs of your flock until you are ruined. They will lay siege to all the cities throughout your land until the high fortified walls in which you trust fall down. They will besiege all the cities throughout the land the Lord your God is giving you. Because of the suffering your enemies will inflict on you during the siege, you will eat the fruit of the womb, the flesh of the sons and daughters the Lord your God has given you. Even the most gentle and sensitive man among you will have no compassion on his own brother or the wife he loves, or his surviving children, and he will not give to them any of the flesh of his children that he is eating. It will be all he has left because of the suffering your enemy will inflict on you during the siege of your cities. The most gentle and sensitive woman among you, so sensitive and gentle that she would not venture to touch the ground with the sole of her foot, will begrudge the husband she loves and her own son or daughter, the afterbirth from her womb, and the children she bears. For in her dire need, she intends to eat them secretly. Because of the suffering your enemy will inflict on you during the siege of your cities. Now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 84. As I said earlier, you're going to recognize a song in this psalm. And perhaps at the end of the podcast, we'll end our Saturday singing together. For the director of music, according to Gittith, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. This psalm reminds us that worship is the goal of our church. And as we think about gathering tomorrow to worship as a corporate body, may every ounce of our being when we walk on the campus of this church be about worship. This psalm reminds us of some of the wonderful attributes of our God, that he is our sun and our shield. He is the one to whom we can go and find refuge, and he does not withhold any good thing from those whose walk is blameless. Okay, moving right along to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Yesterday, we began the book of 2 Timothy, but we had a guest reader. And so today, I wanted to just remind you that this is a letter from Paul to Timothy. And he is restating some of what he talked to Timothy about in his last letter. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying: if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm going to pray for us and then we're going to listen together. Better is one day. This is a song that I first heard when Passion conferences were big, and this is a song that they did, the Passion conference did. So I hope you enjoy. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Help us to truly believe that your word and worshiping you brings life. We do praise you that you are our sun and shield. We love you and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.
Bye.